Do you know what perjury means, Zen? Welcome, everyone, to Zen Chaos. I am Dean. That across from me in the virtual world, the virtual screen, Zen, maybe he is the chaos. He is the yin. He is the yang. He could be a savior or he could be a destroyer. Who knows? Depends on the day. What's up, Zen?
Apparently, I need to work on my energy. And I'm going to get old one day.
You do have to work on your energy.
I have to be nicer to old people.
We are not fucking invincible, so we do need to be nicer to old people.
This is more of a...
Even though you
look sarcastic like about it, because I was nice to her. You didn't like what I had to say.
Oh, she was old. Well, fuck that bitch. I'm not saying that because she's old, but like, you know, I know what happened, but you know, you do have to work on your energy, Zen, because it's all fucked up.
Yeah.
You're not as nice as Zen. Like, well, hey, listen. You are also a destroyer.
You know.
Hey, man, you could be selfish.
In there.
You could
be a destroyer. It's in there. It is in there.
Well, speaking of destroyer.
Oh, whoa, before are we gonna go into what I think we are? Because we could do a quick little what happened with Dean.
What do you mean?
Why do we have to push our episode off, Dean?
Do you want to talk about it? We are not. We are going to leave.
I'm going to bring that Dean out.
And my anger. No, we're going to leave that alone. But just people just need to know. You know what? Fuck, we can talk about it. So listen here. I don't give a fuck. Especially when it comes to the damn dog. And I didn't even know I cared this damn much. But let me tell you something here, people. If you don't have a dog or if you don't have an animal or something like that, you don't really understand what the fuck I'm going to say. Like, I'm not going to say that they become like your kids because that's the disrespect to people who do have kids. You know what I mean? Like that's a whole different kind of an experience. But
we get you. We get you.
Nah, but so I don't compare it to that. But this is a companion that I am responsible for who is dope as fuck. He happened to fucking get bit by a goddamn tick. I don't even know how he fucking got bit by the shit. He's on some, you know, on some asshole shit. Caught the Lyme disease. Now, his vet is about 45 minutes away from where I live, right? So we got out there, did the whole deal, thought it was something else at first because we went in originally for a swollen paw. And that is actually ends up like, you know, I guess Lyme will attack their joints and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
He was a little lethargic, but then he's also getting a little old. So I was like, I don't know if you're just getting old or what the fuck it is. So it was really going in there because of the paw. So got back home, they ended up telling me that he's got the Lyme. So I found out that you can actually go to a human CVS. To get prescriptions filled.
Which you never would have thought.
Right? Now, the thing is, it's 45 minutes away. I'm not able to get a paper prescription. They email it to me. So now I go to the fucking goddamn CVS. And I'm trying to get, like, it's, I don't even know what this shit is called. Deoxymelicin or whatever the fuck it is. Some bullshit. I'm trying to get a fill for the fucking dog. The goddamn pharmacist is being a bitch. This is our first go around. We eventually get around that. Because I'm able to get on the phone with my fucking the vet. Vet's able to fucking talk to them. They do their fucking thing. Sends a script in. Now, according to my vet, I'm supposed to have 84 pills. Now, I'm assuming. Now, I didn't even know that I'm supposed to get 84 pills on the prescription. I saw number 84. So I was like, oh, maybe that's just like the type of drug.
Something about it. Yeah.
They gave me 42 pills. Right? Now, so lucky. Sunday was the last day of his pills. They called me on a Monday because he has an appointment this upcoming weekend. And then I was like, oh, he's off. You know, he finished the pills, whatever like that. And she was like, he shouldn't have finished his pills. She was like, he's got like 84 pills. I was like, no, they only gave me 42. Like, I gave him the fucking instructed, the three, whatever the case. She's like, no, that's not right. You got to go there and get more pills. And I was like, what the fuck? So I'm already mad. So I go down there.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know that breath. I do that at work.
I can get indignant at times, especially when I'm dealing with the same motherfuckers last time. So I go there and I'm dealing with basically the same bitch from last time. And I'm just like, hey, you gave me the wrong set of pills. You gave me 42 pills. I need 85. I need this refill. I'm just having such a hard time right now. I'm rethinking it. The bitch fucking looks at me and then she's just like, no, actually, you, this is the prescription. It is what it is. No, it's not, bitch. You're supposed to give me 84 pills. This is what the prescription says. I have it right here. Then she looks at her fucking computer. When she looks at her fucking computer, you know what happens on when she tells the computer, she goes, oh, I remember this now. Your vet called. She told us 42. Well, my vet is also, I call my vet at this point in time. My vet has is confirming that, hey, I actually told them 84. Who's lying? I don't fucking know, but I'm going to back my fucking vet up because right now they're with me getting some more fucking pills. Now, during this, as you can see right now, I'm getting hot and heated. Now, the way I'm explaining this to you people may or may not have... It was this tone. Imagine this tone just up one. So I wasn't yelling, but it was more like, listen here, all right? This is... So I was being firm and my presence was felt. Now... with me getting excited, may or may not have been a gentleman in the back who felt a little chivalrous. And then he just kept fucking looking at me, not minding his business. He was minding Groveville business, the business that fucking pays him. So I may or may not have told the gentleman, take your chest off, put it on the ground before you fucking address me. Now, that may or may not have started some things. Security was potentially called.
I didn't get that part.
Possibly, maybe had to go deal with a whole nother vet tech. I mean, excuse me, a whole nother pharmacist. I mean, a whole nother pharmacist who then understood my pain because she had animals. She was like, I'd be just as mad and I'd be just as hot. And I was like, yeah, because the original bitch I was dealing with,
she ain't giving
I dealt up. With that bitch last time. She was a fucking cunt last time. And the issue is that if you motherfuckers, if I didn't find out on a fucking accident, then now we got to start all this whole shit over again. He's got to take all these, he's got to do all this shit all fucking over again, because the vet stress, if he's fucking stopped the pills, we got the whole shit is null and void. I already had to pay $100 for these fucking pills. Like, I'm not paying again. We just need to figure this thing out. We need to figure this out, and we got it figured out. And you know, through figuring things out, while I'm running hot a little bit, a pedestrian, someone or another individual. See, let me tell you something, folk. Especially folk who ain't black, because y'all seem to have a fucking problem with this. Mind your fucking business. Stop interjecting in shit that don't got nothing to fucking do with you. All right? Shit's being handled. Shit's being dealt with accordingly, as long as everything's escalating fucking properly. And then don't be like, and then if you're going to be looking at niggas, at least have the fucking common decency to like kind of give the side. I don't be trying to like looking eye niggas up and down. Because I may or may not ask, the fuck do I look like? What to me? What the fuck I look like? I'm cute or something? Fuck you staring at, bitch.
You might have thought you were.
Now, regardless, this is not the time or the place. You see the tension.
Same time to get hit on.
You see where the fuck we at right now? Von's about to ensue. If that shit gets your jollies off, then take a fucking mental picture, take a fucking video footage, go back to the crib and handle your goddamn business. But right in this moment, you shut the fuck up. You are to be seen and not fucking heard the same way a child is. This is grown folk fucking business. And grown folk business got handled. And I may or may never not ever go back to that CVS. And I may or may not be surprised law enforcement was not called, because it was said a few times. Sir, don't fucking sir me. Just get me the fucking pills. This is really simple.
You didn't have to wait for them, right? It wasn't one like, we have to go make these up, so you have to come back in 4 hours.
Oh, no. They got me up out of that bitch. I think start to finish, 20, 30 minutes maybe of hell raising. Like it did graduate at times, but then when it hit, it hit. So it was kind of like lull in like maybe like the first like, because I kind of came and I was like, hmm. But then it was like the minute the bitch was like, well, I remember this now. And your digits office told me this. Cunt. Why would they do that if it says 84 right here, you fucking bitch? And matter of fact, if you took it the first time, we wouldn't even fucking be here because you would already know what to do. But you were the one who's like, oh, we need to have this, this, that, third. It's for a fucking dog, you fucking bitch. It's not even some shit you can get fucking high. It's to help with motherfucking Lyme disease. What can I fucking do with it? What? Mm-hmm. What? You think I'm going to go fucking sell on the street? As you can see how it would have gone. But, or may, but you potentially would have gone, I should say. That would be the correct word. Because this is also alleged. You know what I mean? This is only my account. We don't know. I could be lying. It could have never happened.
But your dog's okay.
Yeah, my dog's awesome. He's great. He does not. He's great. He's got his pills. He's got his pills. You know what I'm saying? This is all legend. You know what I'm saying? It's entertainment. People. You know what it is then? It's just entertainment. That's all it is.
I figured it would be for the people.
It's for the people. We just, I'm just trying to start, like, you know, I'm trying to get an stand-up comedy now. I'm just giving out routines and shit. I'm just trying bits. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's all it is. Nothing crazy. But other people who career has become a bit.
You're known for being crazy.
Bro.
And embracing it.
But then taking it to the next level. Because, you know, here's the issue with the next person I'm about to talk about. Alex Jones. For people who don't know, we have to get into this. He just got eviscerated within his civil suit right now. And he is going against the families of the victims of the Sandy Hook massacre. You know, shooting. It is a massacre. It's fucking sad. The issue is with Alex is that he has been right so many times in the dark side of things, in the conspiracy realm. He's able to bring hard facts. But then even self-admitted, you know, I've heard him on the Joe Rogan podcast say it, even self-admitted a few times, you know, on InfoWars before he got really wild. You know, he would admit like, oh, like, you know, I ended up like, you know, you get these fans of these people who are schizophrenics and then like, you know, they got this whole conspiracy that they get in their head and they tell it to you, it's so believable, yada, yada, yada. But then it's like, here's the issue that I'm confused about with Alex, is that how did you fall into the trap of not having hardcore evidence? You know what I'm saying? Especially you being known as like someone who would tell us like, hey, like they're going to like enact this or this, or this program does this, they put it in this bill, you can look it up. Like that was your original thing. That's how most of us found you, was like, just because like you would say this shit, you'd back it up and it's like, holy shit. And now you got the rest of us going into some shit. But see, this is where you lost most of us. I mean, I'm not going to say it a lot. Like I still am subscribed to the InfoWars because I still do like to see what everyone is fucking doing the same way. I look at Daily Wire, same way. I've actually got back on the Young Turks, just to kind of like. No, you gotta the same.
I searched them fairly recently and tried listening to them a little bit just to see like, can I stomach you again? And I can't.
But here's the thing though. The same way that I would listen to somebody like Alex Jones, I gotta listen to like, I have to listen to everyone on each end. Like it's even.
I force in Brandon Tatum. I can't stand his ass, but I'll force myself to listen to him.
Tatum is rough for me. I do get through them, but it's
he's
rough.
Shit.
Certain like just depending on what happens, then it's like, all right, I gotta go check it out.
But certain times I'm fine with him because I'm like, I'm not against what you're saying extra about it, but
no, but the certain shit, like you said, even at times you're just like, Jesus.
Really?
Like you're just a cold.
His Uvalde take, his whole take on Uvalde is trash.
Oh, he's a bitch. It's just, all right, it's like, hey, dog.
Give it up.
You have to take the dick out your mouth to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even after a while, it gets uncomfortable for the dick. Like, everyone, it just gets uncomfortable. Like, can we just relax? Now, all that said with fucking our good friend Alex, he fell into this trap. He ended up getting this guy, I forgot old boy name. We ended up coming back on the show multiple times. That shout out to Secular Talk because he does a great breakdown of this video that we're about to do. He was talking about the dude that I guess Alex kept getting into that ended up having like these mental illnesses, but ended up being schizophrenic. But then there was more of those kind of individuals just fucking putting forth nonsense that he fell for, which I just don't understand how he allowed himself to. Like, is this all too? doesn't make any sense because it goes against everything that he allegedly stood for, which caused most people to fucking end up following him. You see what I mean? In a longabout way.
I think it was one of those, like, I'm not even super keen on the details of this, but like, I was one who bought into the Sandy Hook thing, like his take on it. Yo, this is all fake. This is set up. Nothing's really happening. Like, it's all...
Shut
like,
the fuck I, up!
When two... I don't remember how the convo came up, but I remember being at work talking with my coworkers like, yo, go watch the video. You can see they have a video of where the school is, where the cops were. Look how far they were. Like, I went into a... I was on it to the point of like, yo, they faked this. This was BS. They set it up. Some, but like, kids probably did die, but probably not like they did. How are the kids walking out of the school? Blah, blah, blah. Like, I bought it, and I don't remember what led me to fall off, but I remember looking up stuff on it later and seeing like the memorials and stuff. I was like, all right, so never mind. It really did happen. And I dropped it there, but I remember I bought in. I was in.
I'm surprised. Very surprised that you would buy it.
Hey, I did.
And here's some conspiracies that I have like dabbled on. I'm like, all right. So, for instance, there was like a cop. There's two cops who got shot in New York City. I think one was like a chancellor. Or he was a chancellor, and the other one was, I forgot, but they're just sitting in a car. They both got shot. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was the dude.
Right, it was just after a shooting.
After
like somebody got shot, which led to some Black Lives Matter shooting. I don't remember which one, but after that, two cops got shot.
And then after that, you end up seeing that old boy dies down in a subway, right? And like he ran out of the subway, I guess some shit happened, and that's where he dies. But I never saw a body.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We know those cops died, right? We know someone did it, right? But I never seen a body.
Mm-hmm.
See, stuff like that, I'm more.
There are a couple of things like that where I was like
something like that, where it's like, okay, I could see where maybe if you're pushing an agenda, like I'm more. So, for instance, right? Somebody put me on to the fact that, and I was like, and I did some research into it. The dude who did the Uvalde shooting and the dude who did the Buffalo shooting, they had the same gun and then the same pistol grip, like the same specs, exact everything, gun? Like same specs on everything. Let me go ahead and check it. Gun used in Uvalde and gun.
Almost like it's a, hey, we're going to plant this on you. Go and do this. Not plant it on you, but we're going to issue this to you. Go and do this on this day. Like,
oh man, I gotta try to. I'm gonna have to. And then anybody out there could fucking like fact check me on that. But please do if I'm wrong. Like, I'll obviously be like, all right, like whatever I found was like some bullshit. But from what I know, like it looks like they were both the same, like everything. And then I'm pretty sure from the same information I was collecting was that a potential FBI. Agent was in both like Discord chat rooms that they were a part of.
So that I want to look into. That'd be interesting.
You see what I mean? Like they're like stuff like that I'm more inclined to believe because our government has been proven that they will, you know, they will go against their citizens. You know what I mean? They'll kill a president. Why won't they kill like a few hundred regular people for like to push an agenda, especially when we know that there was a report that was released by a military that basically just said that like, hey, actually something funny, guys. You know, China's moving in a way and they can move in a way because of the way that their government is set up that we are not able to. That is and that can and will become, excuse me, that can and looks like it will become a hindrance in the future. We need to do something. Like we're going to have to figure this thing out. Like, you know what I mean? Like with like the way that China's able to just like, I guess like the way that they're just able to react to issues on a large scale. And even the way that like you look at how they were able to respond to COVID, right, wrong, or different. They were able to shut cities down, which was completely wrong. Excuse me. You know what I mean? Now, like, let's say that it was like a more dangerous virus where it was like some kind of like legit, like zombie, like, you know, some real other like movie pandemic shit, they probably have a little bit more of a, like, they have more population in certain areas, but they probably have a little bit more of a chance because they can just shut this bitch down. Yeah, everyone does it with the fucking do. Whereas it's a completely opposite over here.
Yeah.
So we know it's a hindrance. So we know that that becomes somewhat of a hindrance, right? So then if that is the case, why wouldn't they do certain things to try to get us to put us in a place that we will give them more power? Because they've seen it before. You know what I mean? You know, like, you look at what happened under 9/11. You look at what happened under Katrina, shit like that. Like, you look at what was the one under Obama? Was it Hiroshima? I mean, not Hiroshima. Yeah, was it Hiroshima? I mean, what was the shit?
Hiroshima.
I mean, not Hiroshima. No. What was the shit? What was the shit that happened in Japan? Like, because he had, like, there was a tsunami in Japan that could have caused, like, a nuclear, or was causing, like a nuclear spill over there, and they had to, like, go over there and contain the shit. So it was under his presidency. Yeah. Like, there was, like, some nuclear shit. Did you know? We did the shit.
I think there was more hurricane under him.
It was, yeah, but it was something also, like, that, because it was something to him that caused one of his, one of the individuals in his, either in his cabinet or whatever the case, they ended up saying, like, hey, like, you know, you always have to take advantage of a natural disaster or whatever the fuck it was, or, like, a bad situation. I'm butchering the fucking quote, but that's what he said. So, all that said and done, that's why I could get more aligned with kind of those conspiracies. But the one that Alex was saying with the kids was just a little wild. It was like,
I feel like this was early YouTube days. So, searching, I wasn't the deepest on diving, but I remember the whole element that comes up with everything where they point out, hey, a week before they had a active shooter drill, like training for a school shooting, what to do. Like, the week before this happened on this day, they had this training and this training in these locations, and these are the ones that responded to it. It was like piecing together things like that at the time from people who use that. We're going to show you, like, a fuzzy clip, and we're not giving you all the information. Like, it was a blend of those and, like, oh, wow, the government could do stuff like this. Early days of my thought in that world. So, to me, that had to have played in as to why I bought into it.
See, to, like, me,
I'm stuff that I wasn't familiar with coming out of college. I'm not familiar with the government setting things up. So I'm like, no. Oh, yeah, look, they did this training. Why would you have this training in this area right before it happens? Like, why is that such a coincidence?
And here's the thing, what I don't, and I think our podcast now is going to take a little bit of a different kind of turn because of the time and how we're going, but I'm cool with it. Now, I think this is the kind of, like, where certain conspiracies I can see happening, right? The world nuance. We know that there's a clandestine services within the CIA. We also know that the CIA is, you know, they're the ones who operate international. We know that, right? They're not supposed to be operating on American soil. You know, against American citizens, they're supposed to be the international cops, the international presence for America in different forms and different facets. And there's a national clandestine services under them, who do a whole slew of shit, who are because of a goddamn government law, able to be fucking criminals or do whatever they need to in the name of America for national security. Now, we also know it was under Obama where it was like, I forgot the bill it was under. I don't know if it was like the extended basic version of the Patriot Act or it was like another one, where now that we understand that one, American citizens, like, you know, we're deemed enemies of the state, we can then basically, we no longer have rights and we're able to fucking just be put under, and then you go into this secret judicial system. Right? Now, the second thing is, in order to enact that, you need some kind of service. Right? Now, who would that service be? The FBI. They would have a national clandestine services that obviously us Americans would never find out about because that's the highest national security. But they have to have. Like, think about it. Like, you know, America has been known to, you know, we've openly admitted to trying to find mind control.
Mm-hmm.
That's how LSD came
from. MK Ultra stuff. And
so why would we not believe that they wouldn't do, like, that's where I was surprised with Alex Jones was most. I'm surprised that he did that, that the angle he took was this didn't happen versus this is like trying to figure out what the connecting dots are. Yeah, yeah, like where does this fall under? What is the operation called? Operation Bubble Cup. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Which is fucking like the overturning of like fucking like, you know, America view on guns and shit like that. And then that makes me think, okay, did that even come from an American think tank, or did that come from some fucking international interests is a think tank who then infiltrated like our fucking government?
Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I know how to disrupt them, do X, make it look set up. They'll run with
they
it.
Have to, they have to disarm themselves.
AJ.
Just they have to disarm themselves.
Yeah.
And disarm themselves doesn't even mean, like, you know, all the time, like, you know, just like just with like the figuratively with guns, it just means like different in different facets and forms, just stripping down, like, you know, who we are, our values and things like that, which cause tension. Mm-hmm. And then just makes us easier, like, you know, easier to be overcome, you know, and overtaken. We're in a fucked up place. But this all goes back to Alex because I'm surprised that that's not the angle he took. So then it makes me wonder, so then now it just makes you just like, okay, obviously, you know, there's a lot of people who are dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like you were proven that you weren't, but then you fell for this hook, line, and sinker. You know what I mean? Like, how do we even get here? Like, how was it, you know what I mean? Like, how did he not at least try to find what the program name's called that it's under? Obviously, knowing that it happened.
Yeah, I don't feel like he ever dug to a point of, like you're mentioning, like piecing together where it was going. Aside from, if anything, a gun control thing.
Yeah, which I think gun control is just the smoke and mirror. Like that's just
yeah, it's been horse. Gun control since friggin' I was in school. So
yeah, but that's just a Trojan horse. But if I'm an international interest who's trying to, you know, work my way into something, and especially if I'm playing a long game, because like, you know, I'm, you know, if I'm like Putin, President Yi, like, you know, some of those kind of leaders who are gonna be in office until they fucking basically die. I got time. And my legacy, I'm teaching my legacy, they got time. Like, we'll do what we got to do. Even if it takes him until his kids are getting older. We'll got this. You see what I mean? Like, I think that for me is where I'm surprised he didn't truthfully go in, where it's just like, hey, this is actually what this is meaning, and it connects to this, and connects to this, and then it connects to this.
Maybe he didn't really have an original thought on this and was just going off other people.
But you would assume that he would know that he's too big to do that.
At that time, was he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Too big to do that? He was, because yeah. He lasted on the internet for quite a while longer before he got put off.
He has.
He was big at the time, but...
No, but then remember, he was still kind of like mounting a couple, like... Because the Sandy Hook thing is what got him off of the internet.
That's what took him off because, yeah.
That's what took him off. He was running hot. He was running hot because he was winning. Like, they were like, they couldn't take him off for anything else.
That's what it was. Is because it started like so much of a pushback. He's like, oh, then I've got to be right. So I can't back off now. I have to double down. Which could circle back to what started this of why he had to double down on, yeah, I looked for text messages. Yeah, I searched. Yeah, oh, I don't send emails. I don't use emails. It's like, damn, I have to drag this out because I bought it, I sold it, and now they're pushing back. So it must be real. But then, like, part of the way through, figured out that it wasn't and was like, shit. No, I'm stuck now. He super must, like, it. Why else would you double down under oath? Yeah, look for the messages. Oh, this isn't my phone. Whose number is that in the corner? Well, that's my, excuse me, Mr. Jones, please answer the question. Like, why are you going to go that route? To me, you got, this might have been one where he got sucked in and then thought the pushback was he was right, or whoever he heard from was right.
Nah, because you know why? Because, like, all right, you also should have known that you're, like, you're getting kicked off because you're saying the kids didn't, that you're saying kids weren't killed and that those were crisis actors and that the whole, like, because effectively now,
crisis actors are weird and I think they're a real thing.
No, so there is something to weird. That. Once again, the issue is that, like, he was drawing some real elements but just right. to feed his own bullshit. Because think about this for a second. It happened in a real town.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to fake that part. Like, that's no one,
right?
No one can say that, like, hey, there was a fire down the street from my house, and like, and you can't say there was a fire that killed like eight people down the street from my house, right? And then have someone go on national television, be like, hey, that fire never happened. No one ever got hurt. Everything was okay. And then none of us say anything in the neighborhood. Like, no, actually, that did happen. Like, somebody knows this person, somebody knows that person, like, whatever the case may be, or I was next door to where I lived, like, you know, around the corner, I saw the smoke, whatever. It would get out that it actually happened. Like, it's affected multiple times. That's what I mean. So for you to believe that even, like, the kids didn't die, and that's what you run with, doesn't make any sense to me. When you have the clear avenue of, I don't know, like, this was a setup or some shit like that, or part of something bigger.
So maybe it's just he didn't think to go that route first, and then didn't know how to pivot it. Not at the time. Because he had already gone too far by saying, they didn't kill kids. And it's like, well, shit, I can't walk that back. Now I gotta ride with it. So let's look for evidence that they didn't kill kids. And then that's where anything you find that makes it look fake is a hit, and they'll go off of it. It's kind of like flat earthers. Flat earther will find anything that remotely seems like it's a glitch in the matrix and say, boom, here's my evidence, running with it. I'm ignore everything else that you say.
And then with the flat earthers, which I don't understand, is like, okay, I can hear you, because the flat earthers are those are the ones who hook in with like the middle earth or like another, like a whole nother
There's a firmament over us. There's a
see all that is bullshit. Know.
The sun is fake. The moon's fake. The moon that's
bullshit.
Fake.
Bullshit. 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 That's just bullshit. But because like so I forgot the place, but there's like it's on Netflix. They have like one of these documentary shows or nature shows or whatever the fuck it is. They talk about a place where if you go in the cave, you can see like it does have its own ecosystem within the cave. Yes, the cave is still like the sunlight is still supported from the sunlight outside. However, it gets in, but there's its own shit in this cave.
I think I've seen something about something like that.
I understand shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I understand shit like that. So then you could probably, like, we can have a conversation on, like, because we've never drilled to the middle of the earth.
Right.
So you don't, so we technically right. don't know, we don't know what's in there, right? Because you right. because we know that there's whole portions of the sea that we aren't able to fucking, like,
go you near. Know, we're, yeah. It's like, you can't go to Antarctica. Why can't you go to Antarctica? Why do you get shot down for trying to go to Antarctica?
It just that kind of shit makes you wonder, right?
Why are you going so hard to protect some ice?
So that kind of shit I get, but like the whole like, hey, actually the whole earth is flat and like gravity's like, you know, everything is just bullshit. That's like, all right, come on now, chief.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
But they take those little points and say, this is a hit, so this is it. If you're on a boat, why doesn't the boat look upside down? Blah blah blah. Like, just you're taking little hits. So I think maybe Alex took little hits and ran with it.
Still
didn't have enough people behind him to tell him he was wrong. Like, are you at that time, were you going to tell Alex Jones he was wrong if you were working with him? And flip that on you? Like, no.
Nah, you have to, because then you're going to fuck up the money.
Yeah, those are the people who probably left him.
Yeah, true. That's probably
they were like, yo, yo, hey, look, you might be, no, no, fuck it. I'm wrong. I'm right. I'm right. They're coming after me. It's the fucking reptilians. It's not sulfur.
He takes so much cocaine. I don't care what he says. So much
it's cocaine. Jacked up his throat now.
But yeah. Like,
he's in trouble.
You fucked up the money. You fucked up the brand.
Now so he's you fucked.
Oh, yeah. He's only got lunatics following you.
He's just committed perjury. He committed perjury. Jail. And he's in court being called out for committing perjury.
And then he's committing more perjury.
Right. By trying to lie about yes.
No. No. Hold on. Now. I don't.
When a judge has to correct,
I dictate emails. I dictate emails. Yeah, I'll dictate emails. Well, hold on. You got my phone. You said those text messages. You got my phone.
So why didn't you tell me that you got my phone? It's like, oh, that's not what I asked, nigga.
Well, I've had a few different phones, but yeah, that is my phone number. Well, the one you talking about didn't have it. It was wild.
We will share the link for everybody to see.
We
didn't go ahead and review it, but it's golden.
It'll be in the link below. Listen here. I think we touched on we got into a whole where that we didn't even expect to. This was fucking really fun. Fucking conspiracy like a motherfucker. I think I'm fucking allergic to my cat. Or like not my cat. I think I'm allergic to catnip. It's not the cat. I think Justin's been giving the cat catnip. And the cat gets fucking the shit all over itself, and the cat just comes in the room and just goes all over shit. And then I fucking like touch shit, and it's just like fucking. I start breaking.
Not monkeypox, right?
No, I'm not into that weird shit to get monkeypox. Even though the thing that sucks that I was thinking about, I was talking to one of my coworkers about. I was like, what about these bodies, nigga? Like,
you got to do something with them.
And then what about these humans? Like, because then you see people shake people's hands. You're like, well, fuck. What if you like, fuck. We haven't like we don't
imagine
have one in.
Oh, I can't imagine this one.
I don't think anyone's died yet from it.
I don't want to live with it.
No, me either. But I think like there's a vaccine like the polio vaccine, right? Or do they make and then they also made a monkeypox vaccine? Yeah, I'm not. I don't know. I don't know if it's the polio vaccine. Maybe no, it's not the polio vaccine. I think it's some other things.
Are we going down this right now?
I am not.
Where did it come from? When did we get it? How long have you been working on it?
Where did the monkeypox come from?
I don't know. I haven't researched anything on this because I've kind of taken it as it ain't that big, but it's kind of getting there. I get very nervous all the time now.
Yeah, me as
like,
well.
Not super nervous, but very nervous. Like, yo, what if I do rub up on somebody and we're the first cases in New York?
Yo, so yesterday when I like the rash like originally started, I was like, what the? Because like right now, I was like feeling something. Like come up, I was like, oh shit, like I'm getting like a reaction, but then it's like also too like it could be from yesterday where I'm just being like a mitochondria. Like, it's my hair getting caught because I'm rubbing it, like talking, whatever the case may be.
I got a little pimple and I'm like, oh man, they're starting. Everybody starts as a pimple.
Son, I fucking
I have a bump on my arm. How'd I get one? Do I have four? No,
nigga, it was like a reaction that popped up and then it got aggressive out of nowhere. And I was like,
here we go. What? First kid.
Yo, and I was like, what is this? And then he was like, it looks like just in the medical field. He was like, it looks like an allergic reaction, like a rash or something. And I was like, from what? He was like, oh, Panda's got the fucking catnip, gave her a whole bunch. And she's like rolling it and shit. I was like, oh, could be that. I was like, okay.
Sorry.
Because I was like, where the fuck did I get monkeypox? That'd be more scary. Like, where the fuck did I get the
monkeypox? Where did I get it from?
And then on top of that, not for nothing, like, I'm with a dude. Like, I can't get monkeypox until more of you niggas get monkeypox. Because then motherfuckers be looking at us like, what were you two doing? It's like, we're not doing anything, actually. Not so like that to get monkeypox.
Safe. I should be safe.
Not really, because then if you shake somebody's hand, like you said, that's the thing. If someone, and then these niggas, because there are certain niggas who have it. Like you see videos of people who have it, who are taking videos, and they're out in places. So
it's like you just sitting there bumped up around people. Why? Go home.
Or you're sitting in that chair.
And
you
yeah,
like, are you got like your exposed skin places that you know other people with exposed skin will be? It's like
you got that's a bump probably bursting onto things. Son, like in these doctor's office, are they going and like Lysoling and wiping down the chair when these people get
up? I would hope so. Assume so because of this. But then who fucking knows? But then remember, so the one guy, I know this isn't a doctor's office, but you saw the one guy at Texas Roadhouse who took a picture of his arm and shit. And it's like, why would you be out?
Why would you go out? I wouldn't serve you.
No.
I come out back. I'm sorry. No, I'm good.
You gotta no go offense, home.
But yeah, like
you, no, you all offense.
Yeah, bro.
All offense, bro. You can't
like. You're an asshole. Like I'm going around to touch other people's shit. You really want to do this right now? Like that's the thought we're on. Let's record myself sitting out to eat because that's what I'm going to do when I've got what I think is monkeypox.
And we saw what they all did during fucking COVIT.
Right.
How I mean, fast shit got shut down. So and then you
I heard Cali was going into some type of lockdown, but I didn't look into how deep it got.
A monkeypox, Jesus Christ.
So
yeah, see, I just even Google monkeypox, and when I look at it, and then even like when you see the videos of it, the shit that I had yesterday, it was fucking reaction. Like Justin at first, like you touch poison ivy. I was like, where the fuck would I be touching poison ivy at? After work or during work. You know what I mean? Well, shit. Well, all right, people. It's been Zen motherfucking chaos. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have the link to this video in the description below. It's going to be fucking hilarious. What is perjury, Zen?
What Alex Jones did. Watch it.
Don't be a fucking assholes, people. Peace, love, and motherfucking chicken. I am Dean, and that across from me, the virtual world, virtual screen, that is Zen. We out, bitches.